Kotateda Shmini, page 36, top of the page. The Alter Rebbe is talking about the Levyasan versus the Shor Habor, and he explained there's two types of tzaddikim. There's tzaddikim that do things like Darizal and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. They do things in Ruchnius, they get things like the Rashbi in the cave when he didn't do the physical things. And then you have the Shor Habor that people are doing mitzvahs. The last thing we learned is Alter Rebbe is explaining that what says in Kabbalah and Chassidus that through Torah mitzvahs you make Yichud Kodesh Bricha Shchinta, the Yichud of Zohar Malchus, and Mesiras Nefesh that makes it the Yichud Avah, which is a much greater level of unit of Yichud of Hashem. Okay, so he says, okay, fifth line from the top of the page. Gam Yeshleima, Pir Shabbat, the Rukhni of the Shabbat, the Bechinus Lev Yosan, another meaning of what it says, the Rukhni is the Kaved of the Neshabbat that are called Lev Yosan, a Pim, as you call it, Vishuchnar Chayim. She is Pash, that's a Gashmias, that when they remove the Gashmias from themselves, it's called of Lamailas and Nevuah. It's similar to the level of Nevuah, meaning like this. It says in order for a Navi to get Nevuah besides Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nevi'im, generally speaking, like it says in the Pasuk, he took off his clothes and he prophesied. But a Navi, he took off his clothes and he prophesied. Or it says, like we know all the other Nevi'im, again, besides Moshe Rabbeinu, had Nevuah at night when they were sleeping. What does it mean he took off his clothes and said prophecy? Clothes have to do with the Chatei Tzedas, which caused a concealment of Hashem. So he had to remove, so to speak, the concealment of godliness, and then he was able to prophesy. Or, at night, when the neshama leaves the body, so to speak, the neshama goes up, so then the person is able to prophesy. It says that the Arizal once went to sleep Shabbos afternoon for half an hour, and he woke up and he said he saw in that half an hour enough Torah to talk 80 years. 80 years. He says, "Hine amirazal mishachar beis hamikdash shenzchek, b'reviyas my ovid." And then it says, after the beis hamikdash is destroyed, there's no happiness by Hashem. And then the Gemara goes through the hours of what Hashem does every day. So it says in the fourth ovid, my ovid, what does Hashem do? Okay, by the way, this ends the Haggadah that we started yesterday. Okay, anyway, so he says, so why do you need the tzaddikim of Shor Habor? Why do you need tzaddikim to deal with the Gashmiistic world? What's wrong with the Rashbis and the Arizals and those types of people? He says, because we have a Gashmiistic world, tzaddikim shavidos and begashmis. We need that tzaddikim that deal with gashmis of the world, the kayim mitzvahs maisis, to two physical mitzvahs. In other words, a physical world demands physical mitzvahs. Because how in the world are you going to reveal godliness in gashmis if you don't do gashmis the mitzvahs? You have to bring godliness into gashmis. Musha merazal, omed echad tzaddik shmei, there's one column, and he's called tzaddik, Sha'olav Elam Emet, that the tzaddik stand, that the world stands on. Look, we know it's called tzaddik yisayid elam. Like Rashbi said to his son, if there's two tzaddikim in this generation, it's you and me, and if it's one, it's me. In other words, the whole world stood on the merit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. B'chom ha'sheyesh b'yar b'sheyesh b'yam. But yet, the Gemara, so he says like this. You have the Veda of tzaddikim, the hidden things, the Levyasan type of tzaddikim, like Rashbi and Arizal. Then you have other tzaddikim that have to do mitzvahs. But the Gemara says, everything in the yam is in yabosh, everything in yabosh in yam, meaning you need both. You can't just have yam and just yabosh. Yam has to have yabosh and yabosh has to have yam. Kibbeh mitzvah liyas hovaho, you need both. You need such tzaddikim like Rashbi and Arizal, and you need tzaddikim that do gashmis like mitzvahs.
The going of tzaddikim,
that are called the ocean creatures, like we said, the Rashbi and those people, is a very great, lofty level. It's a very lofty level. He says, just like the fish, that they swim very quickly, and they go from place to place very quickly. So the same thing, another reason why these tzaddikim are called Nuna Yama, creatures of the sea, because we know fish get from one place to the next very quickly. He says tzaddikim go to the lofty heights also very quickly. They so to speak, no red lights there. They just keep going. In other words, the tzaddikim of Numa Yama are very great. They accomplish a lot quickly, much greater than the tzaddikim that deal with gashmis, which is a limitation already. But those tzaddikim, they're avodas like the fish. Shashat mikseh elam akaseyu. They go from one end of the world to the next. The same thing, those people, like he says in Yiddish, mit ein shup, one meaning, one going. Eilu magia lemaila maila, ve'ein zebuchal eslavis, ve'resich domin, ve'avayisa tzadikim enal, shebegashmi simcha bevasi, simcha beyayin, simcha rishbeyay shalhevis. In other words, like this. Another difference between those tzaddikim and the tzaddikim down here that do deal with Torah mitzvahs, tzaddikim down here get excitement. They have a burning enthusiasm for Yiddishkeit. Those people are in the ocean, it's cold. They move, they accomplish, they conceal, they who knows what they reach. But there's no gashmistic flame of fire. It's like you're not. When is there a thirst? There's a thirst when you're away from water. Right? When a person's in the water, they're not thirsty. In other words, the longing for alukus, the longing for alukus, by them is not a burning love and enthusiasm that they're distant, they're like thirst for it. There's a burning in your mouth. They're there already. So therefore, they have what's called Ava B'Tainugim. Ava B'Tainugim means you're there and you're enjoying it. It's not the Ava of distance. They do it slow.
What's the purpose of this?
Of what?
Why did the Alter Rebbe write
about this?
Yes. Is he talking about himself?
No. Well, yeah, but he's talking about you and me too. In each one of us, there's everything. There's Yam, Yabosh in us. Right? Everything that's in the world, a person is a microcosm. There's inanimate plant, animal, and human in the world. There's inanimate plant, animal, and human in the person. Hair grows, that's Tzemeach. Then you have liquid in the body, that's inanimate. Then you have, that's Daimon Tzemeach HaMidab, in the person himself. Oh, therefore, and 1 second, he says, "Ubetizachas magim lemaile maile canal," and he says, "V'yefshe levaya davis abediba echuma." You can't explain how this in speech how this works, but this is who they are. Every Jew sometimes can reach this level. They feel a certain closeness to Hashem that they can go lofty levels very quickly. Every Jew has that. I mean, these guys are 24/7 like that. Right? Like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, to be a tzaddik of Tanya, that you killed your Yetzirah, you have to be born with that ability. Yeah. Nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe says, every person once in a while can despise evil and transform evil. And maybe 1 minute a lifetime. Okay? The goal is to make it as often as possible. It's not what we actually are. Like the tzaddikim, that's what they are, but we have to try to be it. That's number one. And secondly, even if we can't reach it, at least you have to know what you want to be. the longing to something, that itself makes you there. The longing to want to be a certain level, be a real longing, not a fake, you know. A real longing, then it says, "V'makom sh'ratzeinu shaladam sham hu nimsa." The Baal Shem Tov said, where you want to be is where you are, you're taka there. You're actually there. Are you not there?
But when we fail, it's disappointing.
And you get over it, then you move on.
It's every day.
Every step forward needs a step back first. Every picking up of something needs to bend down. Every making money needs to invest. A person, what's the expression? We don't plan to fail, we fail to plan.
We plan and Hashem
laughs. Huh?
We plan and Hashem laughs.
Yeah, a mensch tracht und Gott lacht. By the way, when a person is trying to, a kid is trying to walk and they fall down, yeah, that's part of the walking process. Part of the walking process to fall down. Shavi po tzadik v'kam. The tzadik falls and gets up. The question is, when a person falls, do they say, it's not going to happen, and they stay down, or they pick themselves up and do it again? Therefore, Rashbi wasn't able to do many physical mitzvahs. He did it in ruchnius instead of physical meat and physical wine and all that. That's the level of the fins of the levyasin shibamu shot min akotza. Okay, what makes the bird swim? Not the scales, the fins. So the fins of the levyasin that we learned before, he's going to hit the shor habor and shecht it, you know, with the fins of the levyasin. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining what does that mean. It's not the levyasin. It doesn't mean what it physically sounds like. So he explains, there's a deacon that are called Levyasin, and they're Ruchnius deacon, and they move quickly with the fins, and they go from one end of the world to the next. And he says, L'chein, kol ha'elam, kol ha'emid ha'levyasin, shemakit kol ha'elam, k'neidim ha'divir ha'rizal. Therefore, the world stands, and Chazal imply many places, the world stands on the Levyasin that goes all around the world. Meaning, the world stands on the Levyasin. The world stands, like you said before, tzaddik yisei doylam, and the tzaddikim, that at that level, that every generation has them. He says, Allah says, when Mashiach comes, okay, so you have the tzaddikim of Levyasin, and you have the tzaddikim of Shor HaBor. You have the Gashmi yistika tzaddikim, the Ruchni yistika tzaddikim. Now, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a battle between the two. I mean, mamash a war. They're going to beat each other up. He's going to hit him with the horns. He's going to hit him with the fins. What does it mean? Laos, love it. Yas and Mochamim Shared Abird. The Levyasin is going to make a battle with Shared Abird. And he's going to shecht the Shared Abird, like it said before the beginning, from the with the fins of the Levyasin. So he says like this. Kinei, Aveda, Tzaddikim, Shebechina, Shenis, the second level of Tzaddikim that deal with Gashmiastika things in the world, right? That's the level of Shor HaBor. He says, what is Shor HaBor? Okay, Shor HaBor is a meat company. Shor HaBor is a meat company. But Bar, Shor HaBor, why is it called Shor HaBor? The Alter Rebbe says Bar means Bar. Bar means clean. It says, Shubar V'Zach, Birur. You know, when something is Mevurur, refined, the root of it is bar, beis resh. She says, yes, it's a shor, it's a behema, but it's shor habar. It's refined. It's the shor of the merkava, which is to the left. Even the aved of the tzaddikim and gashmis. He says, trust me, when the tzaddikim deal with physical world, and therefore they eat meat and drink wine, it's not like us fasting meat and wine. He says, it's not that tzaddikim are having simcha with basar and yain, so they're really into it. You know, they're like a well done or rare or whatever it is. You know, they're really eating it. This. He says, their avoida was completely ruchnius. It was to elevate the gashmius. It was to elevate the gashmius. Like the famous story with Alter Rebbe, with Rabban Kalina, I think it was, or Shlomo Kalina, I don't remember which one. When he came to his house, so all the women were excited, so in the kitchen. So each one was given chores, what to do in the preparation of the food. But nobody was given the job of putting salt in. So nobody thought that the other one did it. So everybody put in salt. They served the food at the table, the Alter Rebbe, and then the Kalina, whichever one it was. And the Alter Rebbe is eating, and the other one puts the food in his mouth, he stops eating. So the Alter Rebbe says to him, why aren't you eating? Maybe it's missing salt. The Alter Rebbe added more salt. So maybe it's missing. So he says to Alter Rebbe, I can't eat, it's too salty. So the Alter Rebbe said to him, one of the first things we learn in Mizrich is not to taste the gashmius food as it is. It's a ruchnius avoda. The Rebbe, before he got sick on Lamed Ches, when the Rebbe, by the meals upstairs, that's when they also the Rebbe eat, basically. But the Rebbe, they would serve fish, and the Rebbe would put a thick layer of salt on the fish. It was not... Huh? And the fish. Yeah, he put mamish. Wasn't a little bit. So one of the intelligent people there asked the Rebbe, "Why are you putting so much salt?" So the Rebbe smiled and says, "It tastes better." Okay. Now, I promise you, it wasn't the taste. Okay. There's aveda of melech with dog. I don't know what it is. Don't ask me. I know I eat fish. I like it. I eat it. I don't like it. I don't eat it. You know what I mean? It's not. But there's an aveda going on there. The gash mystic aveda of elevating the world. There's a story. One second. There's a story where it happened upstairs once by the Rebbe Seder that they would make everything they made themselves. So they made potato starch themselves, everything themselves. And then they would make, you know, sometimes you can make with potato starch and eggs, you can make thin layers, like an egg thing, and then you cut into thin strips. It looks like lakshin, looks like noodles. So when they served the food, by the Seder, to the Rebbe, the soup, so somebody in the kitchen, for a joke, said, oh, we have lakshin in the soup. There's lakshin in the soup. Lakshin is chametz, right? But he bent it for a joke. The Rebbe heard it. The Rebbe said, "Was?" He said, "No, I was joking." And it's interesting. The Rebbe, that's what I wasn't there. But the Rebbe played with the soup. He didn't eat a thing of it. He didn't eat it at all.
Wow. Because
in the Rebbe's, I can't tell you. I'm not, you know, God forbid. But it could be. The Rebbe said something came up that I shouldn't be mevarad this food. Something came up, the fact that the guy said it's lakshin noodles, which is chametz dikah, and yes, he meant a joke, but L'Peril, he said it. And the Baal Shem Tov said, you learn from that, right? So the Rebbe probably figured, I don't know, probably, I'm talking my own shtusim, that the Rebbe, they're telling him not to use it.
There's a reason why he heard what he
Right, said. Right. What?
What's the correlation between this, what we're talking about, and the tzaddik that says, I'm eating to feed my...
Hillel said, I'm eating to do a favor with my shamed one. And as I'm eating, because the body, neshama, has to be in the body. And the only way neshama can stay in the body is by eating. You don't eat, you die. That's exactly, by the way, that's exactly what he's saying here. That the tzaddik's avoid of eating, even though they're doing gashmius, but it's not the simple gashmius, he enjoys the food. The whole different avoid. It's It's like the karbanos that came from physical meat, and the pasuk says reach nichayach laHashem. It's a good smell, meaning it's an elevation of the gashmistic world to Hashem. Shaya bizman beisem meir shaya reach nichayach mamish laHashem. The same thing, the simcha of tzaddikim and yomtiv, like it says, v'yismechu b'cha, kol Yisrael, right? What does the pasuk say about tzaddikim? V'yismechu b'cha, ein simcha le'babasim. There's only simcha b'basim and yayim. But what's the simcha? V'yismechu b'cha, kol Yisrael. We say in Shmoneser, right, on yomtiv. V'yismechu b'cha, the simcha is in godliness, not in the food. The Gashmias is not causing the tzaddik simcha. So he says, yes, they're not levyosin tzaddikim, they're shorabar tzaddikim, they're dealing with Gashmias, but it's not the Gashmias. It's the elevation of the Gashmias. The Friedrich Rebbe said when he was a little kid, one of the first things he was taught, if parents would do this today, the kids would be much different. The Friedrich Rebbe said he was taught when he was a little kid, what you're given to eat is what you eat. That's it. I don't like it, it is, or that. Doesn't exist. What you serve, that's what you eat. Because you eat, because you have to live, and that's it. And you train them young, they don't get spoiled brats. I don't want this and this, and the house becomes a restaurant, you order what you want. It's very bad chinuch, by the way. V'zeo nikra sharabod, miloshim bar levov, from the expression of, you know, miyala b'Hashem, niki kapayim bar levov, we say yemirishim, right? Pure heart, Pirish Bach Zach Bar, Hannah Simcha LaHashem, and they led me Zabirish Be'esh V'Salevis. So this is the Ava, the Aved of the Tzaddikim, of the Yabosha Tzaddikim, that make it Gashmiyistik elevation in a way that it, why is it burning flame? Because they're taking the Gashmiyis, and they're, so to speak, burning it to godliness, like a korban, right? You take the animal, you burn it up to Hashem, causing reich nichayach. Elash afal pikei, nevertheless, compared to the tzaddikim of Levyosan, it's not a great avoda. In other words, the avoda of Shorabar, those tzaddikim that deal with gashmis, is a very lofty level, and it's elevating the gashmis, has nothing to do with the gashmis. Nevertheless, compared to the nunayama, compared to those tzaddikim, it's nothing. The gabi hilach hanifs and shot tzaddikim. Anikra levyason. Why? Why is it not anything compared to the levyason? Because the tzaddikim are dealing with gashmiyistika, physical limited objects. They're dealing with physical objects. Shamavin dabin novin gashmi ubal gvul. Mashen ken ahilach shalahem, but the nunayama, the ocean, the levyason creatures. By going cold and slow, which is infinitely greater level. Therefore, halavyosan yishchei to sharabod. He says like this: the levyosan is going to shech the sharabod. What does it mean, shechting the sharabod? Shchita, like it said, we find by the Meraglim, the Jews were complaining that Hashem is vayishchotim b'midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, what do you want? You know what the nations are going to say? That God took his people out of Egypt to shecht them. Vayishchotim b'midbar, to shecht them in the desert. Whatever expression is that? You want to say Hashem took them out of Egypt to kill them in the desert? What shchit? How does shchita get in here? So the Medrash says, "Ein v'shachet ela moshach." Shachet means to bring down, to draw, or to elevate. By the Jews dying in the Midbar, that the new generation became. What does shchita do? Shchita allows the food to be elevated. Killing doesn't. You kill an animal, you can't eat it. Shchita is a level of the elevation of the animal. So what does it mean the Levyosan is going to shecht the Shor HaBor? He's going to elevate the when Mashiach comes. The Levyosan Tzaddikim are going to elevate, shecht, those Tzaddikim of Shor HaBor that deal with Gashmis as refined as it is, but it's nothing compared to the Livyasan Aveda of the hidden worlds. So they're going to elevate the tzaddikim that deal with Gashmistika world to a higher level. He's going to elevate them. Pidish, what does it mean? Sheyala Eisei Ayidei Atisa Shaloi is going to elevate them through its swimming quickly from one end of the world to the next. And that's what it means, B'sam Pidiv Shalba Yohem. Val Yodam Ikir Aliyah Shaloi. He says, what's the power of the Nuna Yama? What's the power of the fish? The power of the fish is in the fins, which makes it swim. Therefore, what's the power of those neshamas called Livyasan? They're flying from one level to the next, like in the ocean, quickly. So they're going to elevate that level of the tzaddikim, of Yabosha, of Sher HaBard, Sheyel Ma'ilim Mikrech Atm Shal Tzaddikim, and now of Sher HaBard. Okay? So now, Lepoel, what's going on over here? So he says, now we can understand this whole Gemara Medrash that says that Lost in Love, the Livyasan is going to shech the Sher HaBard, and the Sher HaBard is going to gore the Livyasan. So it's later, but Dalet Rebbe is going to explain that the Livyasan, now he's explaining Livyasan is going to elevate the Sher HaBard. He's going to shech it with his fins, meaning with the power that goes from one level to the next level. But at the same time, the Sher HaBard is going to elevate the Livyasan by goring it with its horns. And he's going to explain what that means. That just, you know, the Livyasan is going to elevate the Sher HaBard, and the Sher HaBard is going to elevate the Livyasan. So it doesn't mean they're going to stop and kill each other. What?
Is that similar to the
phrase
that says the Targum Mashiach, the Tzadikim to Tshuva?
Yep. Yep.
For each other. Rabbi, it sounds like the fight between Yaakov and Esau.
Yeah, but...
Yaakov did things that were... Yaakov did things that were...